Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, your host, and also the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We are celebrating our 30th annual conference coming up March 24th through 27th. It's really hard to believe we're in our 30th year. Where has the time gone? And our theme this year was created by a wonderful team of women, celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the feminine. We have lots of experiential workshops. We have some great speakers. Our special guests are Rianne Eisler and Cynthia James, and we have the musician Jennifer Berzan. So we're really excited about our program. Check it out at womanofwisdom.org. And my guest today is Marla Durden. She is one of our presenters. And Marla has had a lifelong study of sacred wisdom and esoteric arts, including subtle energy, healing, shamanism, indigenous root medicine, biogeometry, integral spirituality, alchemy, circle leadership, facilitation, interplay, and so much more. She leads workshops, retreats, and offers ceremonial facilitation in cosmic human design, readings, and coaching. You can hear her podcast, Modern Root Woman, Food for the Soul, on anchor.fm. She also produces and hosts the Woman of Wisdom Foundation's call, Watering Wholeness, our community call. It's the third Wednesday of every month. And her website is modernrootwoman.com. Her workshop she's presenting this year is Return to Grace, Restoring Your Natural Harmony with Cosmic Human Design. So welcome, Marla.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be here.
Yes. Well, first of all, many people may not know what is human design, and then also going into cosmic human design.
So human design is a system of analysis of us as humans that brings together the Kabbalah tree of life, the I Ching, the chakra system, and the astrology system. And all of those, that information comes to us through what we know as what's rained on through the stars. And so human design is about 35 years old, brought together as a science by a man named Rahu Uhuru about 35 years ago. And it's practiced all over the world because people are getting so much from it.
And yeah, so there's a lot there, all this information, almost like universal, you know, that cosmic picture of yourself. And what is, and with that, so constellational astrology is part of that. How does that play in?
Okay, so what we have is we have human design. Like, I'm going to break it down really simply because it sounds really complicated, but it really isn't. Mm-hmm. So human design brings the information, like I said, from the I Ching, the Kabbalah tree of life, the chakra system, and astrology. And it uses tropical astrology. However, cosmic human design uses constellational astrology, which is the astrology that our ancestors use. It's a literal blueprint of the heavens. It's true sidereal astrology, and it changes everything. It really does. What we found is it helps people to hone in more accurately on who they are, because there's no calculation. Your mother and your father can look at the sky the night you're born, and what they see is the map of who you are, and that's what we read. And it's been revolutionary for many of us.
Mm-hmm. So what got you into this?
I started studying human design about 15 years ago, just as something, as we all do, like people study astrology or whatever to understand themselves. And I was typed as a manifesting generator. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. However, that's not who I am. It was really when it was incorrect in who I am. And when I found the correct mapping of cosmic human design, of true sidereal astrology, it changed me from a manifesting generator into a projector, which is a true resonance of who I am, and has been a really wonderful, wonderful way of coming into recognition of who I truly am.
Well, how does that play out in your life? Give us an example.
I'll tell you. So for instance, for many, many years, I tried to live my life as a manifesting generator, which the tropical astrology using this system typed me as, and that's not who I am. I truly am a projector. And a projector is someone who is an orchestrator. And you know this, right? You know this, Chris, an orchestrator doing ceremonial leadership. And a projector is someone who is good at helping other people guide their energies. And so what it has done for me has been very empowering in that I know that I'm on task and I know that I'm being true to who I am because this information is affirmed for me within the system. And I see in writing some of my own thoughts and this really great sense of knowing myself. It has helped me to have a better understanding of how I use my energy and to wait for invitations instead of rushing in because it felt right. So it's created more empowerment. It's allowed me to use my energy correctly and has created a lot more success for me in my life.
Well, how do you determine that you are this projector?
So that's where your birthday comes in. Use your birthday and your birth information. And then we map, we create a map, and that creates a body graph for you, and which integrates your physical body system with the 64 hexagrams of the I Ching, with the astrology, and with the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And so when we have that, we get that map. Now we have a way of reading you that has been very, very accurate because it is the composition of all of those different systems together.
Well, do you need to go to somebody to figure this out, or are there books there? And then you can, you know, take your birth date and kind of look up charts and see where you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are many places that you can look up a normal human design chart. However, I really solely, for many reasons, only use the Cosmic Human Design System because it is, for me, I consider it true indigenous astrology. Constellational astrology is what our ancestors, what my ancestors looked at. And so we get a truer map of ourselves. And so we don't have to feel like we need to program ourselves. We get to relax into who we are. So people can go get a chart for themselves at cosmichumandesign.com. And then once they have that chart, there's lots of places for them to go using that information to Google if they like, or they can certainly call me and I'd be more than happy to help them with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's being kind of like a guide for people.
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm.
And so you shared how this has empowered you. What will it give for people to, how will it change their lives?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I've got, just for myself, it's just been so empowering that everything's changed. Like, you know, the way I do business, the way I work, everything. I'll tell you, I have some clients for whom now that they understand themselves, it's not even that they necessarily understand themselves more, it's that they have been affirmed. Like they knew who they were and somehow maybe, you know, it's like somebody saying, you're a Gemini. I actually had a client like this and I said, no, you're not, you're actually a Cancer. And she exhaled and she knew that that's who she is, right? And so now she has this affirmation and guidance to support her and how she uses her energy successfully. It's given clients, for instance, it can tell you what your expertise is, how you use your energy within, for instance, a community, whether you are someone who is a maverick or a trailblazer, whether you are someone who needs to have time alone. And so sometimes there are things that we kind of think we know, or we do know, but it may go against what the collective tells us we should do. And so we have some hesitancy, right? And having that affirmation and seeing within you, seeing it in print and having that the inner recognition of it creates a great sense of empowerment and allows a lot of change. I have another client who works within a number of arts organizations who has really come to understand that she really needs to be able to have someone she can trust to talk things through, because that's how she really comes to working through her information. And now that she understands it, if she doesn't feel like she's calling a friend up and like, oh, I just need to complain, now she can proactively say, hey, I need to talk some things out. Can you give me some time? And so she's feeling empowered and now taking greater strides in her leadership as well.
Oh, yeah, great example. So what are these different human design types? And how do they differ?
So in human design, basically what we have is five different types, and they differ by the way we use our energy. So about 70% of the population are what we call generators. Those are generators and manifesting generators. And these are people who have a lot of energy generating for them, from their sacrum. We like to call them the alchemists, because they're here to learn how to harness and use all of this energy in a way and master it in a way that works for them. They have an aura that kind of penetrates out into a room. It's very welcoming. It's very opening, right? And so these are the people who these are the people who get the stuff done, right? They've got the energy to get up in the morning and do the hard work and go on the journey and go on the hikes. These are, these are the bread and butter people of the world who keep us going, who are here to learn how to master the amazing energy that they have. That's the generator and the manifesting generator. The difference between these two is the manifesting generator has a little bit, the generator responds, energy, something comes and it goes, oh, that feels good. It kind of turns them on and they move forward. The manifesting generator responds and then says, that turns me on. I'm letting you know I'm moving over here. It's a little bit more of a forward energy movement. Then we have the manifestors. The manifestors were the people energetically who led the world for many centuries. And people say that the manifestors used to enslave the generators, because manifestors inform. Their aura is very, it can feel a little bit confrontational. It's kind of pushy. They kind of press into people a little bit. Manifesting generators inform people of what they want to do, and then they just go do it. They don't have to wait for anything. They don't need to respond to any energy. These are the people who are the creators, the initiators. Next, we have the projectors. The projectors are the guides. They are the people who are here to help the people who have all of this energy, guide their energy, and support them in creating what it is that they want. Ra tells us that the projectors came because the manifestors, as I said earlier, were enslaving the generators. And nature in its wisdom created the projectors. And so now the generators have more power, in that the projectors have to be invited to into a situation, invited to bring their expertise and recognize. Their aura is more penetrating. We're able to sink deeply into other people's energy fields, and that's why they make good guides. Right. And the last one is are the reflectors. And the reflectors are here to basically reflect energy, to reflect the energy of the environment. Their energy literally is just that. It reflects the energy of the environment. So if the environment is healthy, the reflector is going to be thriving. If it is not healthy, then they will be the first to be able to let you know that it's not. So that's kind of a lot of words in a nutshell, but you can get an idea of it. And each of these types create success by honoring the way they use their energy. For the generators and the manifesting generator, it's being able to respond. For the manifestor, it's being inspired in their own and then initiating and forming. For the projector, it's waiting for the recognition, waiting for the invitation to share their wisdom. Because again, we don't want to be piercing into people's energy until we've been invited to, right? And then of course the reflector is here to reflect and to honor the cycles of the moon, actually, and in order to make long-term big decisions, wait a moon cycle. So that's it in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, I'm sure there's a lot more subtle things and individual things about with people. So it's fascinating. And you will be going through this in the workshop. So will people get to identify who they are? And
yes.
You know, I'm sure you'll be doing exercises where people will then, okay, I'm this, now what?
Yes. We'll be doing exercises. People will be able to share we do some exercises to help them, deepen into their awareness. they use their energy and to recognize, come to subtle recognition for themselves of who they are. So we'll be doing some work around that and also doing some celebration as well.
Well, great. Yeah, I think it'd be very a really good workshop for, I mean, we're all at Woman Wisdom about exploring within ourselves. And here's another layer of discovering who you are. And and then really remembering who you are, because it is all within us. It's just,
right, it is,
you know, tapping into that. So you are the ceremonial director, so for the conference, and you've done that a couple of years. So why is that important, and what do you bring to that? But first, like, yeah, the importance of having opening and closing ceremonies and what it brings to people.
Yeah, especially for an organization like Women of Wisdom, and for this conference, ceremony. First of all, ritual and ceremony is in our blood. It's in our bones, right? It's the most primal part of ourselves. Remembers the power of ceremony and ritual. That's the first thing that always needs to. Dead. And being so, it connects us to the wisdom of our ancestors and connects us to, allows us to be able to open to something greater than our normal lives. That's just ritual in and of itself. Bringing together all of ourselves together to open up the conference is a really beautiful way to bring our shared intentions together, to open sacred space, to create a space where something more can happen than we actually can even think, because we've opened ourselves together to fertile ground. And that's the beauty of it. And it also allows for wisdom to flow in across generations. And sometimes it allows what I call that beautiful space where the most innocent among us can give us the most gracious and powerful answers that we need. And so that's why I love ceremony. And I love that it also allows us to have this richness, this rich connection and nourishment on a deeper level than we can often in normal life. And especially as we come together as a group, it feels like it's amplified, always amplified.
Yeah, and it's still just as powerful in Zoom. Like in person, it's very special. You know, we're there in person, we're in a circle, but I know, because I haven't been involved with you in years for doing this, we still create that sacredness, that intimacy. And one of the things we do is gift everybody with something that the committee creates before conference, and everybody comes away with kind of, you know, oh, what's my intention this time? You know, what am I here at this conference for? To what am I looking for? What am I going to come away with? And so even the opening ceremonies can kind of create that energy for yourself of why you're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, one question I'm asking everybody is how your workshop fits in with the theme, Our Sacred Pearls, Nourishing the Waters of the Feminine.
Well, you know, for me, when I think of sacred pearls, it's such a beautiful metaphor, right? It's a metaphor of the sea. It's a metaphor of the way that we pass on our wisdom from one generation to the next. And being that it's connected to the sea, it's also then connected to the ocean, to the cosmos, to the sky. And so I feel like this workshop helps to not only connect that sense of the waters of life, right? The waters here with the waters of the great sea of life that is the cosmos that we live in, but it's also that deeper wisdom that allows us to live better and greater. And because we're using cosmic human design, we're using the astrology of our ancestors. It truly is our ancestors' pearls of wisdom being carried forward to us, because true sidereal astrology is the astrology of our ancestors. And we're coming back to it after going off into the tropical world. We're coming back into the astrology of our ancestors, so that this is their pearls that is coming back to us, and to be a part of sharing it.
Yeah, and acknowledging that wisdom is within us, that our ancestors are there, that's in our cellular structure. It's so much part, and we grow from it. Like, you know, it's almost like a base, and we're growing out of that, becoming more fully.
Totally. Yes, absolutely. And we know from the science of human design is that we're imprinted from the neutrinos, from the stars, right? And that's why your blueprint is your blueprint. That's why, you know, the map of the heavens as it rains upon us is ours, right? That affects our DNA. And then our DNA is reborn and regrows itself from the marrow of our bones. So it literally is within us, not only our map, but the memories of our ancestors. They literally are in the marrow of our bones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when we live in such a busy world that we've forgotten this. And I think one of the things, I think it's a gift from COVID too, this journey inward to learn more, you know, what's inside me. I have to isolate, I have to be in my own home or just with my immediate family. It takes us on that inward journey to discover those aspects of ourselves that come through generational, some of it trauma to heal too. There's that which impacts us. And so the more healing we do and working on ourselves, the more we can move into that cosmic human design person that you're supposed to be, that you came here for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. So I'm looking forward to your workshop. So tell us about the watering wholeness, and you know, you've been doing that for a few years now. And so tell us a little more about that and how women can join that.
So watering wholeness is the community call that happens, the WOW community call that happens the third Wednesday of every month. And we have a presenter every month, usually someone who has been a presenter at WOW or in the past. We always have time to talk to each other as a community and share. And it's really a very lovely hour that we have together, and very, very deep. And what's beautiful now is we have a community of people who are showing up every month. And so it's a really lovely time to see each other. And so that's on the third Wednesday of every month from 5 to 6 p.m. And there's a link to sign up on the WOW website.
Is that at 5 or is that 6 o'clock?
Oh, I'm sorry, 6. Six.
Yeah, and so people can find that on our website at womenofwisdom.org. And it's also in our meetup groups. If you go to Women of Wisdom Foundation, there's dashes between every word, Northwest. And we have a lot of meetups, and the Watering Wholeness is posted there too. So you can just sign up and then you'll get the links. So great. So anything else you want women to know today?
I think that they should come to the WOW conference. It's really special. There's nothing else out there like it. And you have something special within you, like your print, your map, your gift is yours. And we need you to shine. We do. Because as we all shine, each of us helps to light the other up, and we each to help bring healing. And so I invite you to come and to continue on your journey, even if it seems rough sometime. Like, just get up and keep going, because we need you, and you got it. You have what you need within you.
Right. Everyone's a gift that comes, and you're going to receive so much too. Everybody that comes, it's a giving and a receiving exchange. And
yes.
Who you are there for. That somebody will you'll meet, and they'll just be so thrilled that your gifts will be healing them. And you'll be healed from your interactions with others too.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a small thing that you were looking for, a little message, and went, oh, wow, that was worth the whole conference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Marla, for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so everybody can go to Marla's website is modernwomen.com and check out the WOW conference at womenofwisdom.org. So I'll be back interviewing more presenters during the month of, through January and February and the beginning of March. And so check them all out. The recordings are up on the website for everybody who's been recorded so far. And yeah, it's just great. I look forward to seeing everybody at the conference.